Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today I wanted to talk to you about moving through life challenges and past uncomfortable feelings and sadness. The last couple of weeks had been really challenging for me, and I tried my best to not record on those days and to not let it come out in my communication with you. But as I thought about it this morning, I realized that it was much more important for us to have that conversation, to talk about ways to move through difficulties and ways to not allow gloom to overtake us. And so I was sitting with my thoughts, and what I normally do is I write through the emotion. And if it's something that I think might benefit someone else, then we share it on our Facebook group. We share it on Instagram and other social media sites. My hope when I share those things is not to depress anyone, but to give them a focal point of something that they can think of, read, and keep as a reminder for when they do experience something that's difficult to get through, that our hearts and souls know the way. I think that what happens is that when we don't work through the emotion that's left in the void of our heart, it becomes a bigger and bigger problem. And in some cases, a small sadness can grow into a larger weighted spirit. And in worst cases, it can grow into a full depression. When I was younger, I had the tendency to fall into, mild depression and anxiety. And I think that it's something I'm seeing a lot more with today's youth, and it's such a different experience looking into the world through the eyes of teenagers and even preteens today than it was when I was a younger child in the 70s. And so my thought is that the children need much more inspirational, encouraging, and motivational messages than we ever needed because of what they face. And so when I get the opportunity to speak with anyone, no matter their age, because I find that people, even, seniors, are, facing challenges. And when I was younger, I didn't realize they got depressed. And now that I have friends who are seniors and some that are older, I realize that anyone can become depressed. And so as I was thinking of those thoughts today, I wanted to make sure that I verbalize that, so that if you are going through something or you know someone that's going through something, that you realize that it is possible to stop it before it gets worse. And sometimes you can stop it through just getting up. And I think the latest article that I listened to said that they showed that people who got up an hour earlier during the day actually had less depression, which was interesting to me. And so today I tried it. I've been up for quite a while. I'm here, I'm up, but I'm not sure what the difference is yet, but I'm going to keep trying it. I think that for me, knowing that I had the extra hour or two, it just allowed me to think easier about the situations and ways I could move forward, people I needed to contact and support because they're also experiencing the same issue that I'm dealing with. And it also gave me just time to be quiet and to just have peace in the morning before anything else started. So another thing that I like to do is sometimes just drink a nice cup of tea. There's a few books by Sarah Young that I really love to listen to. And I find that when I listen to her words, that I get this peace. And so, in addition to the normal Bible, you can pick up a copy of Sarah Young's. Almost anything that I've read from her has just fit the bill for me when I was going through those kind of melancholy, sadness, missing someone. And the other thing I like to do, I think I shared with you before, is just listening to some Luther Vandross or some gospel. I saw someone had asked in a group what were the songs that really made a difference for them when they were going through hard times. And my response, it always just, you know, I have those three favorites. I have the mic toss that Kirk Franklin does when he sings the Lamb of God. I have Mary Mary singing Shackles, because each time I hear it, I just like to stand up and I like to just let the Spirit move me. And then the other one was one by C.C. Winans, which I believe is the Alabaster Box. Alabaster Box, it is. And it was sung by a woman, I want to say, named Lily McLeod. And she sung it on one of those talent shows, and I don't remember the talent show name, but I always just keep it on my YouTube playlist. And so when I'm having a rough time, I just try my best to get out of it as soon as possible. And that takes an actual effort. If I just, you know, lay with the pain in my mind, with the fear in my heart, with the loss in my soul, then I find that I can lose a couple of days in that sadness. And so as I've grown through, you know, all of the reading I've been doing and the meditation I've been doing and the writing, I've learned that the biggest and best way to get through what could become a depression is to not let it get to that point. And so now I get up and I look for my mental kit on what works for me when I get a little sadness. And so yesterday I called, I checked on my mother, I checked on some other cousins and aunts in the family, and just let them know that I knew what they were going through, that I love them, that I'm here for them. And I didn't do the usual things that we say, you know, because I didn't want it to be that type of a communication. I wanted them to know that I knew what was going on, that I was lifting them in love, in spirit, and in prayers. And I shared some of those prayers, you know, that I had written via email, text message, and things like that. But I just didn't want to take it to such a somber note. And I realized that if, you know, we live with each moment as being the gift that it is, when something devastating comes up, I think that it allows us to be in a better position to deal with it, to not have the regrets, to not have to say what if. And so I want to just ask you to put on the back burner anything that is troubling your soul today. Just give it away, throw it away, toss it, put it in a garbage can. Back in the years, we used to say 86 it, which meant it just, you know, you went and put it into a file cabinet and it was never picked up again. Try to let it go away today, okay? And try to focus on just the moment that you're in and having gratitude for this moment, for this breath, and for the people that you love that are here. Say a prayer for the ones who are not. and to walk forward and not look back, because that's what I'm going to try to do. And my goal is to tell you what I have found that is working for me, so that you don't have to go through some of the same valleys that I went through and face any of the sadness that I lingered in. And so whether what you're dealing with is pain, an illness, a loss, or some other problem, I invite you to lay it down, to leave that burden at Jesus' feet, and to pick up this position of gratitude, to find the strength to move beyond whatever is holding you back. If you need to talk to someone, there is someone there. You can always leave us a message. You can always reach us on our social media. You know, someone will get back to you. And if you know me personally, you know that I will get back to you. I will do what I can to support you. Reach out, let me know, and I will pray for you just as I'm praying for myself and my family. I love you. I lift you up in prayer. I don't care what complexion you are. I don't care what political affiliation you are. I don't care about anything that doesn't have to do with your love for God and your love for humanity. I'm here. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Wherever you are on your journey, someone is near, and God always makes sure that someone is near that you can reach out, touch, and if you can't reach out and touch, you can always close your eyes and pray. Make it a point to have a good day. Until we speak again, be well.